This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about Brexit here tonight. Brexit, the idea of Britain leaving the European Union. It was voted for by the people in, was it last June, I think you said,
Gerald? June 23rd.
And just now, they're finally moving ahead with basically step number two. So step one was the vote.
Yes.
Step two is to authorize the Prime Minister to enact Article 50, was it?
And part of Article 50 is notifying the European Union that you are withdrawing.
Correct. So, I mean, they already knew that they were going to withdraw based on the vote, obviously, but now it's officially begun.
You have to write a formal letter. Yeah. It's kind of how politicians say, I'm having a press conference to announce that I'm doing a thing.
Right.
And it's not official until the press conference where they say they're doing the thing.
So they have gone with, step two here, Theresa May, who's the prime minister of the parliament over there. She is moving ahead. She's done what she needs to do now. She has intended to trigger Article 50. Now it needs to be assented to by Queen Elizabeth, and that's going to happen tomorrow morning, supposedly.
Correct.
So the gears are turning slowly, but they are turning. We've got a little bit more about the Brexit situation, because now begins as soon as the Queen assents to this and they send it off to the EU, there's then a two-year process of talks about various different exit-y kind of things.
Correct.
And those talks could be extended based on a vote of the current EU members.
Correct.
So there's a lot of back and forth that's going to go on
and
here.
And then there's treaties that need to be signed.
Which could take another 5 years, apparently.
Any EU member can veto any part of the treaties, and then there's other things that the Telegraph was speculating could go on for close to a decade.
But it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we always bring stuff in to talk about, but if you want to bring up whatever you want, you're welcome to do that. And that last call, if you're just tuning in, you missed a wackaloon calling in about the flat earth. And the dude really seems to believe it. At the very least, he's done heavy research into the beliefs of the flat earthers.
Yes.
And can recite them on demand. So
claims that gravity is not a thing.
I don't want to.
The sun or the moon are round.
Yeah, and he believes it's all a big conspiracy.
Quote, I've never been there. They're both about 3,000 miles away from the Earth, and the reason that they don't crash into one another during a lunar eclipse is because they're not the exact distance away. Although, we didn't ask him about the...
Oh, now you're just inviting him to call again. Which you can do, because you can call in about anything you want. But I was just bringing that up because that's proof. That's proof that you can call about anything you want.
Well, what's the eclipse where the Earth passes between the sun and the moon? We didn't ask him how that works on a flat Earth.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, because you can bring up anything here. Fraker is on the line in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian and Daryl.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I thought I'd ask the gurus about a situation.
Well, we don't have any gurus on the show tonight, so I'm not sure. You're just going to have to stick with Ian and Daryl.
All right.
Okay.
Poaching of rhinos for their horns because there's a belief in Asia that it cures cancer has driven up the extinction rates of rhinos in Africa and in the Far East.
Yikes.
What? How is that? How would that be protected? I mean, it's not protected now very well with any kind of government regulation, but it seems like without any kind of government regulation, that would be even worse. There would be no rhinos at all,
Well,
I don't know.
Right now, there's government-owned rhinos, meaning nobody really owns the rhinos. They live on this piece of land that presumably everybody in the country owns. And so then you run into the tragedy of the commons, to where, you know, hunter guy says, well, I'm a taxpayer, so therefore I kind of own these rhinos too. And then he goes to shoot them.
Well, they don't think about that necessarily, but it's just people want the horns, so they go and shoot them.
Right, but
there's no one who owns it, so they can't protect
it. Right, but it's not something of, I'm crossing onto Ian's land and killing Ian's rhinos. So if there was private ownership of the land and the animal, then the animals would be protected to a larger extent.
Right.
It's one of the reasons that, you know, cows and chickens aren't going extinct anytime soon.
It's because you can own them, you can breed them, you can sell them, you can, you know, do what you want, basically, as far as manufacturing more of them is concerned. If you step onto some, you know, Farmer Bob's cow pasture and you start killing his cattle, you know, at some point, Farmer Bob's going to have something to say about that, and it might be said by a shotgun.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one of the problems, is that the government, in their supposed mission to protect these animals, is actually putting them in grave danger because they're prohibiting people from actually owning and breeding and then, in theory, you know, selling
ownership is allowed in certain very rare circumstances, like if you're a zoo.
But you can't breed them to sell them. You can't
use,
you know, the classic example, of course, would be the elephant tusks as well, right? Very, very valuable in the black market. And I don't know if, you know, I don't know enough about rhino horns to know if they grow back or anything like that. I suspect they
don't. I
don't
think they do.
I suspect they don't. So it's probably a horrifying, you know, process to harvest those things. But, you know, and if they were legal to own the rhinos and breed them and, you know, harvest their horns in the same way that we harvest meat from pigs and cows and so on, surely there would be people who were very upset about that process going on out there. But at the very least, you would not have a shortage of rhinos.
Right, and you would also probably be able to walk into a grocer and buy rhino meat.
Or at least at one of those meat stores that have weird stuff. Because it's probably not going to be that popular, but nonetheless.
That's still a form of a grocer.
Yeah. So, Fracker, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It actually, yeah, that does. And, I mean, I guess they're not being hunted here. There's no rhinos here. But in Africa, they're not protected at all by anybody, government or otherwise. So,
there's probably a law against it.
In parts of Africa, there are, you know, various wildlife reserves, and I'm using air quotes around that term, to where they say, you can't come onto this land and kill these animals, but there's nobody really enforcing that other than just saying, you can't do it.
Even if there was someone enforcing it, you could just pay the person off. I mean, there's always a way around those rules.
Right. And again, it's because there is no private ownership.
Correct. So as soon as somebody can own... Hey, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. As soon as someone can own those beasts, then they can muster whatever resources are necessary to protect them from poaching.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that the owners are going to do things that you think they should with them, because obviously we actually talked about this kind of last night, not rhinos specifically, but the idea of owning animals and, you know, doing things with them that some people disagree with. So,
right.
You know,
and I've made my position clear numerous times. I don't think that someone can actually own an animal per se. You can be a caretaker for an animal, and I think that puts a little bit more responsibility on you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, if you own something, you can destroy it. And I don't think that, you know, with the exception of harvesting something for meat, and then, you know, like that winds up still, you know, like while you're raising it. You know, if you're out there beating the animal every day, you're not treating it very nicely.
Agreed. That's not cool.
So that's, you know, an owner can go beat his dog, beat his wife, because there are some people that think that a wife is property.
Yeah, well, I don't
disagree.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's okay. for people to treat animals poorly like
right.
that. But ultimately, you
that's,
know, some
that's
people...
why I don't like to use the term owner because but, you know, but caretaker you... gives a little bit higher responsibility.
But the thing is, people aren't going to agree on what is considered to be abuse. So
I
some
know.
People are going to say that just having an animal in captivity, even if they're treated nicely,
right.
is bad and that shouldn't happen. So, again, let the market decide these things. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Would like you to try out my pillow. I don't mean mine. You can't have that. I really like my pillow. But I want you to try the brand. It's called my pillow. You go to mypillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get your my pillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. I've never heard of another pillow that can do that, and it really works well. I've been using it now for not quite a full year, but it's been great. And Daryl, you've also been using my pillow.
Yes,
it's a great pillow. And if you don't like it for some reason, you know, again, you don't have to take our word for it. You can try it out. There's a 60-day window of time when you get it, where if you decide you don't like it, you can send it back, and they'll give you your purchase price back. If you do keep it, as we have done, then feel good because it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. They really stand behind their product over there at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get yours at half price. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Kevin. He's in Eureka listening to KGOE. Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Great. I wanted to respond to your argument about the rhinoceroses.
Yeah, sure.
I can understand that as a hypothetical argument, sort of in a situation where everything was privatized, but I still don't think it would work because...
What part would it work?
There's just the difference. The rhinos would change. They'd lose genetic diversity because they'd be being bred for larger horns.
You realize they're almost extinct, right?
Yeah.
So there's not much diversity right now.
And they'd be losing even more, probably.
Well, not necessarily. The private owners, you have to remember, not everybody would necessarily be breeding them. There would also be people who could, let's say, buy large swaths of land and sort of just let the rhinos live on that land, just to kind of keep in natural order a place, right? I think the Audubon Society does this for birds, for instance. They have large swaths of land that they buy, and then they let animals live there. There's no reason why that couldn't happen here, too. It's just that with a private owner, those people would have an incentive to protect their animals, unlike the government that does not have that same incentive. They might want to, but ultimately the government fails.
That was another thing. It's not true that they don't have game wardens in Africa. They do.
Sure, but the game wardens obviously
don't have... And they carry automatic rifles.
That's good, and I'm sure that they have the best of intentions, but the fact is the people who really care are the people who would be the ones who were to be able to own rhinos in the, you know, a free market environment. Government bureaucrats, they just don't have the same incentives as private owners do.
It's somewhat run like that because sometimes they allow trophy hunting, and then they... use the proceeds for further protection. So,
okay.
But I don't know. I didn't think that as far as for the preservation of wildlife. I mean, if you're arguing that it would actually do better at preserving rare animals, a libertarian system, I just don't think that would happen.
Well, I mean, all the evidence shows that it, you know, it does. When people can own things, they have an incentive to protect those things. They have an incentive to make sure those things flourish. I mean, as Daryl pointed out, we have no shortage of chickens and cows, right?
Well, that's a totally different dynamic. That was another thing I thought was kind of...
Why is that a different dynamic?
It's different because you're allowed to eat cows and chickens.
Cowherds aren't worth several thousand dollars in...
That's because they're not rare.
Yeah. If rhinos were not close to being extinct, their horns would not be rare.
Correct.
If it rained diamonds, diamonds would not be rare.
Right. I mean, the reason why something is worth a lot is because of scarcity.
Well, maybe
typically.
That wasn't a good animal to use in as an example then. because rhinos had never been that, you know, as there have never been as many as there are, have been of bovines.
Right, and I don't think we were trying to, I certainly was not trying to say that there has ever been, you know, a plethora of rhinoceroses equal to the number of cows on Earth. My point is that when you allow private ownership, then the owners make sure that the animal winds up living longer, generally.
And reproducing. Yes. And, you know, generation after generation. And if there are more of them, then whatever product it is that comes from them will not be as scarce, and so therefore will not be as pricey in the marketplace. I mean, it's right. Basic economics.
But then as soon as, you're right, and as soon as it's an economic thing, then it's no longer going to be a wild rhinoceros because it's going to become partly domesticated.
That's fine.
The owners are gonna
if rhinos are, you know, partly domesticated and there's a bunch of them, then whatever's in their horns will not be this, you know, extremely valuable thing that people are just going to, you know, try hacking off.
Well, here, this is my question, Kevin, is what is it that's so important to you? What is the most important to you, okay? If you can have one or the other, would you rather have rhinos being completely, like, you know, natural and wild and almost extinct? Or would you rather have a bunch of rhinos existing all around the globe? It doesn't have to be either or. I'm just asking you if you have a preference.
Well, you'd get both of them with that system. The wild rhinos would be extinct, and you'd have a domesticated or different domesticated forms of rhinos.
Well, no, that's not true.
Really.
That's not true. I already gave you an example of why it would be that you could still have wild rhinos with people owning them on a large plantation, for instance, and then just allowing them. People like you, for instance, who value the idea of rhinos in the wild, rhinos in their natural element, not sort of kept rhinos or bred rhinos, just rhinos living in a place. People like you who value that could come together, buy property, and make sure that the rhinos stay safe on that property. And again, because they would be legal to own, the fact that they would be being probably bred on some other people's property would again lower the value of the products that could be made from them and lessen the likelihood of poaching.
Well, not necessarily, because if it increases the market for rhino horn, because now you have a lot more rhinos, now it's not a taboo to have rhino horn ivory, even maybe in the Western world. Then,
but it could also drive
the people
down
who can't pay for the protection for their wild, you know, the Audubon Society, the Rhino Society people. If they can't pay for 24-hour, you know, game wardens and stuff like that, then someone who lives in Africa or East Asia or South Asia.
That's a lot of speculation. Here's the question, though. Should people be allowed to own a rhino?
All right,
fair enough. Thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Somebody called in about rhino poaching and it's turned into, you know, a half hour of the show, which I think is great. That's the way Free Talk Live is supposed to work. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, Bitcoin.com has recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. That's not good news. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions, especially smaller ones. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they've become virtually unspendable. Learn more about this conflict at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We were talking about rhinos and their horns and
rhinos
poachers.
Actually being the animal, not the
Republicans in name only.
For Republicans in name only. And I still don't know what that means, because the big government Republicans say that the small government Republicans are rhinos, and the small government
say
the same thing about the big government Republicans.
No true Scotsman and all that. You actually had a rhino-related story that you thought was relevant, and it sounds very interesting, Daryl. Let's get that in here, and then we'll continue with your calls and thoughts.
Yeah, so apparently on March 7th, some poachers in the Paris area, Paris, France, broke into the Thorey Zoo, shot a 4-year-old white rhino named Vince, shot him twice in the head, then used a chainsaw to cut off the horns.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the first attack of its kind in a European zoo, and it clearly rattled zoo officials around the world.
That is horrifying.
So a zoo in the Czech Republic decided to remove the horns of the 18 white rhinos that they have.
Wow.
For the procedure, vets will put the rhinos under anesthesia before removing their horns with a chainsaw and filing down the sharp edges. The removal causes, quote, according to the article here, causes no permanent damage, and the horn eventually grows back.
So I was wondering about that.
Earlier about, do the horns grow back?
Yeah.
Apparently they do.
Okay. Well, then this is like the ideal situation for a horn market. Right? Because if you can harvest the horns and they grow back, then if you actually had a free market, you know, private ownership of rhinos, as we were talking about just a few moments ago, that would mean that you wouldn't need to kill the animal to harvest the horns. They could keep growing. It would be relatively easy for the marketplace around the globe to be flooded with rhino horns, which would drop the price dramatically of whatever
which
the current rate is.
Might also drop the demand, because if something suddenly isn't rare,
then people won't want it.
The collector guy that likes to brag about, I paid $797,000 for this.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, yeah, I paid $5.
Right. Yeah, and you can buy them in every corner store or whatever, right? So if that happens, then you've basically ended poaching of rhinos. You've ended it at that point.
I also saw a story not too long ago, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me, to where some scientists came up with some kind of 3D printing thing to make basically fake rhino horns,
like fake ivory or something?
Fake
like that?
Ivory that looks and feels like ivory.
Amazing.
And the plan is to try to just flood the Chinese market, which is where, you know, the first caller said that, you know, like there's a lot of demand in China. So they're going to try flooding the market with this fake ivory to see if that drives down some of the demand.
It's an option, but it's still not going to, you know, bring back the rhinos, you know, because they're
correct
on the verge of extinction or whatever. And again, only the free market could do that. Only the right to own these animals and breed them and harvest their horns and sell them if you'd like. Only that is going to save them, from, in my opinion, from extinction. Your thoughts are welcome. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, where Steven is on the line in Washington State, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Steven. Steven? In Washington.
I don't know why you guys didn't mention it, but buffalo. I mean, buffalo were almost extinct here, and then free market brought them back quite a bit for meat. So, Ted Turner, specifically.
That's a great point. I don't know if I've ever had buffalo meat. Oh, yeah, yes, I have. I've had buffalo burgers. There was a downtown place here in Keene, New Hampshire that was selling them at some point in the past. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. But anyway, I just wanted to follow up a little bit on a conversation we had. I think it was just about a week ago. I called up and I was talking a little bit about objectivism, and you asked me what were some of the other, you know, other things other than, you know, murder or whatnot, in which people, objectivists and libertarians, might disagree. Some other, you know, moral conundrums. And I'm not sure if this one that I thought of is correct. Hopefully you'll correct me. But I wonder if the two differ on the subject of love. So most objectivists, as I understand it, they believe in conditional love. And they do not believe in unconditional love, in which basically the idea is that in order to love a person, they have to meet certain criteria. You know, for most people, whether they admit it or not, every single person I've met has some conditions in order to love someone. You know, they have to not steal from them, not, you know, attack them.
Yeah,
not,
see, once again, I totally disagree. I think that love is unlimited, and that you can put as much out there into the world as you want, and it doesn't have to be reciprocated. It's nice when it is, but it doesn't have to be. Go ahead.
That's not necessarily a condition. Yeah, no.
But I'd like to point out I'd like to point out that libertarianism has nothing to do with that. I mean, the idea of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle, and that's it. Which is why, in my opinion, libertarianism doesn't go far enough to really explain how people should interact with one another. It's just, hey, don't hit that person. You know, don't kill anybody. That's what libertarianism says, that there's no reason why you should be using the threat of or actual initiating force on other human beings. That's all libertarianism is. That's the only aspect to its philosophy. So you can ask Ian and Daryl how we feel as individuals about the question of love. And Daryl, I'd love to have you weigh in on this one.
Well, you know, it depends on whether you're talking about, loving a friend, loving your son, your daughter, your significant other. So there are some people that, you know, you should love unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people, you know, the neighbor that lives down the street that's kind of an a-hole, you know, put conditions on that. But, you know, there's a time and place for conditional love. There's a time and place for unconditional love. So I'm not going to just, you know, put a flat, all love should be fill in the blank.
Mm.
Can you give me an example of a situation where you require unconditional love and a situation where it has to be conditional?
I don't require anything.
Did give examples.
Okay.
I think that, you know, loving your significant other, your children, that should be unconditional. So, you know, like, you don't stop loving your son because he didn't put the laundry away this morning. You don't start loving your son because he did. That should be an unconditional love.
What if your son grows up and completely does the opposite of everything you taught him? And, in fact,
You can love someone without liking them.
Yeah, that's true.
So now you're talking about two completely different sorts of emotions.
You can love somebody without trusting them. You don't have to. So that's why I think that, you know, Ayn Rand is, I don't know enough about her, and I really don't want to know much about her. The more that I hear about her, the less, you know, interested I become. I can tell you that. She seems like a very cold, calculating person.
And
hey, if that's how you want to live your life, man, if that's how you want to live your life, then that's cool. You know, you should do whatever you want. And people can say whatever they want about libertarianism. Those people don't understand it. It's not cold or calculating to say, hey, don't hit somebody.
Right.
Hey, don't kill that person. Don't use aggressive force. That's actually a very loving thing. Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate the conversation. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio and take control of those airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl over at Liberty Lobby. We're up in, what week 9 right now, Daryl?
Yes, which isn't really 9, plus there was the vacation week.
Right, right. So I've only counted the weeks that I've been going to Concord, and so there was the 1 week I was in Mexico, which also happened to be the vacation
week. Correct.
We've been going to Concord in New Hampshire here on a weekly basis, and you've been testifying in front of committees. I have done some of it as well. You're technically the Liberty lobbyist. I'm just the help, and
right.
I go in and record some videos, and we put them online over at the Free Keen YouTube channel, and then you cut some of them up and you put them on your Liberty Lobby YouTube channel.
Correct.
You write up every week an email update for your followers, subscribers, the lobbyist supporters, to let them know what you've been up to and what you've been supporting in Concord.
Right. So here's the things that I testified on. Here are committee recommendations that have come back on previous things I've testified on. Here's how the full House has voted on things.
And so people who are, whether they're in New Hampshire or not, people who are interested in following along with what's happening on the political scene here, because New Hampshire's a very special place.
Right.
Not only is it already the freest of states, but it's going to be getting more free likely over time as more liberty-loving people come here, as you and I have done, Daryl, from all around the country and all around the world to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And so you're cataloging what happens in the state house aspect of that. There's a lot of different activism that happens here.
Correct.
And this is the first time that there's ever been a crowd-funded, that you know of.
Correct.
No one's ever corrected you on the claim that there's never been a crowd-funded lobbyist before. Certainly not one for liberty.
Correct.
Ever in the history of mankind. So this is a historical thing, and people who want to get behind it can go to libertylobby.info.
Yes. And right now I'm at about 60% of the monthly funding goal.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely wind up using some more help.
Boy, I know how that feels, man. It's, you plateaued out at about 60%, which is pretty good. It's still better than plateauing at 10%.
Correct.
But yeah, I mean, help him out. It's $5 a month or $10 or whatever you can afford. If you think that it's worth it to have somebody who is in front of these people, these politicians, and explaining to them about liberty.
Yes.
On all kinds of issues. What do we do today? Just quick recap.
Today there were only two bills that testified on. One of them was to expand therapeutic cannabis.
Yeah, that one went really well. And everyone testified in favor of that.
Everybody that testified...
No cops were there.
...testified in favor, or there was the one guy from HHS, that's Health and Human Services. He was informational only,
right,
but he did not say any reason why the bill should not pass.
Correct.
So, on paper, he didn't testify in favor, but he testified in favor. Yep. But that was one of the bills to where everybody was trying to make it more complex than what it really was. And part of my testimony was, hey, I think you guys are making this a little complex. Let's actually, just take a closer look at the words that are being added or condition, and then let's look at what's being stricken. And the language being stricken was that causes a daily, I forget the exact wording, but, something that basically causes you to have problems every day. And I said, there are a lot of conditions that people have.
They come and go.
Arthritis being one of them, to where you might not have the same pain or struggles every day.
Right.
There are certain conditions to where the doctor will give you a prescription and the instructions say, take as needed.
Right.
And under the current therapeutic cannabis statute, even if cannabis has been shown to help with that condition, a doctor could not prescribe it, but this modification would allow an expansion, hopefully. There's still some other language that needs to be worked that I believe needs to be worked around to where it makes it sound like if you have severe pain, they have to possibly do surgery before they can prescribe therapeutic cannabis, just because there's not commas and other punctuation in there.
The thing is, though, it has already passed the Senate.
Passed the Senate.
Which was always the tough hurdle with marijuana bills in the past in New Hampshire, so that's a good sign. Every rep on the committee seemed at least open and friendly towards it. There was no hostile questioners there.
There was just clarification because, again, they were trying to make it more complex than it really was.
There was curiosity and questions about how the system works and all that. But,
and then the other bill, the first bill of the morning. Legalizing firecrackers. And there was one person that testified against.
The fire marshal.
And he was saying, there's these things called M2000s that are technically firecrackers. You can blow your hand off. And one of the reps said, I remember when I was a kid back in the 60s, there were these little small firecrackers that you could, like if you held it in your hand
bad
and
idea.
Lit it,
bad idea.
It would, mess up your hand really bad. What would happen now? Because I've heard that the amount of gunpowder has decreased. And he said, if you put an M2000 in your hand, that's not my question. My question is the exact same firecracker. Yeah. Well, an M2000 is a firecracker. And then...
Oh, he was so dodgy, that fire marshal.
And then one of the people that actually owns a fireworks stand got up, the final person to testify, and said, yeah, some of the things that the fire marshal was talking about are actually prohibited under federal law that would not become legal if this passes.
Right. He cited the 1970s Child Protection Act or whatever the heck it was called that reduced the amount of milligrammage of basically flash powder in these devices.
And I love the example.
Down to 50 milligrams.
I love the example he gave of if you took a bottle of rum and instead of having rum in there, you had the gunpowder, you would make like 9,000. It was some astronomical number.
Yeah, he's pointing out how small of an amount of gunpowder is legal. Now, I don't like that people are relying on the federal government's regulations to make their arguments for legalizing firecrackers, but it is what happened, and it probably worked.
Right, and
through.
Again, you know, the point was, if you pass this, that M2000 that the fire marshal is talking about would not be something that I could sell in my store.
That's true.
Because there's a federal prohibition. But the fire marshal was saying, if you pass this, everybody's going to have an M2000, and two-year-olds are going to be holding them in their hand.
There's going to be some people doing some dumb stuff with firecrackers that they already do.
They're doing it now. They're right. Just doing it illegally because they're buying them.
Which is what I pointed out.
From the black market.
Yeah, which is what I pointed out was, hey, prohibition doesn't work. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol or drugs or right. firecrackers. And all of that's on video, so it'll be coming out later this weekend.
Right.
So stay tuned for that. More coming up here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Libertarian Banker on the line somewhere in the United States listening to LRN.FM. Hello there, Banker.
Hey, guys. Listen, that Rhino conversation was very interesting. It actually kind of in a weird way plays into what I'm calling about. A lot of times when, you know, things are weird in the market or you see just odd things happen in the free market, I always look for government intervention. So, you know, when rhinos are being poached in the wild by guys in jeeps, you know, and big long guns for their tusks or whatever, you know, I can only look to government restricting something because this, like you guys said, it would never happen in the free market. And so it kind of ties into what I wanted to call about because, you know, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates today and the, you know, interest rates are the price of money, which in the Federal Reserve fixes the price of money. So I can only look, to the Federal Reserve, to create bubbles or to do other things, in the economy that just screw things up. And a lot of times when government intervention happens, the black market arises. You know, it will fill that void that happens, mm-hmm. especially when price fixing happens. When price fixing happens, that puts certain buyers out of the market and a black market starts to be introduced. And I would argue that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are the black market of the Federal Reserve note. So just wanted to put that out there, guys.
And the Bitcoin price is up, as is the Ethereum price, as is the Dash price, as is the Monero price. These are all the top four cryptocurrencies. Maybe they're responding to the raise of the interest rates. I mean, you never know.
Very likely.
You never know why these things happen. But, hey, Libertarian Banker, thanks for the call tonight. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.